The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Andy Brownell, and I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm getting back into shape. How's that?
Getting better. Good. Glad to hear that.
So you're off traveling again, weren't you?
I was. You know what? This is the thing about real estate. Spring market, summer market, there's no traveling. There's not really even taking days off. But then come fall, RE/MAX starts to plan their meetings, you know, through the fall and the winter. So in the fall and the winter, we end up with things like the Elite Retreat, the RE/MAX teams, the Luxury, the R4, and the Continuing Ed Cruise. So if we are able to attend them all, that makes up for a lot of travel throughout fall and winter, which is just fine by me.
I take it you went somewhere warm.
Yeah, so we were last week in Marco Island, Florida.
Oh, nice.
And it's called the RE/MAX Elite Retreat. So RE/MAX has 150,000 agents, and last week the top 1% were invited to a really special meeting where our CEO was right there hands-on with us and talked about, you know, what's going on in the market, and then we did roundtables with the rest of the best of the best. And this is when I say a lot of times on the radio that I know great agents across the country. I really do know them. I don't just pick a name out of a phone book and say, hey, I'm going to refer you to Joe Brown over here. I mean, these are people that I sit with and I mastermind with, and I know how they run their business. I know how effective they are. I know how hands-on they are. So when I can give a referral to anybody, you know, moving basically anywhere, it's because these are people that I actually really know and know that they will take great care of my clients and my friends and my family. So I love that part about it, but there's just always so many takeaways and I come back so revved up. I mean, it was a short meeting, really. The meeting was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it was started Monday afternoon with registration, ended Wednesday at noon. So then we tagged on, you know, we went Saturday and Sunday and had some just social time with everybody else. And then we came back Thursday. So we made a little bit of vacation, but not really, because the time that we weren't in the formal meetings, we were with our colleagues from across the country just sharing ideas, sharing marketing pieces, you know, just, I don't know. I get a lot out of that meeting because These are people that I really respect in the industry. So it's really awesome. They revealed the standings within RE/MAX, and through August, so January through August, the Gwaltney Group is number 40 in the country.
Wow, congrats.
I know. That's really a big deal. So it's one thing to be the top team in Rochester and Southeast Minnesota. That's a great honor. But then to know that we're number 40 in North America is pretty darn awesome. So,
well, think about that. You're in a relatively
small market. Yeah. That's what everybody's like, Robin, what is your average price point? And I say, oh, you know, right around 400,000. They're like, what? Because some of these people, you know, our number one agent is Jared Cohen, and his average deal is like $5 million or something.
He in Beverly Hills or something?
He's somewhere in California. He works with a lot of professional athletes. So he's really in that circle. So yeah, that's not quite the same photo as we have here in Rochester. Not the same snapshot whatsoever, right?
And we're happy about that too.
We are. I love this place. And you know, that's what I say. No matter where I travel to, no matter where I go, I am just always so excited to come home because there is really, truly no place like home. And people are like, oh, I feel so bad for you. Winter's coming. I'm like, yeah, well, we don't have any hurricanes to worry about. We don't have any major fires to worry about wiping out hundreds of acres. Pretty much sure we're not going to have any of the big gang looting going on. I don't know. There's just lots of good things about living where we live.
Yeah, we get a couple good snowstorms a year.
And they're fun. They're fun, really. But then I don't shovel much snow, so I can say that. But anyway, yeah, so I did. I learned a lot about what's going on in the market, and it's pretty much the same everywhere. You know, everybody is saying it's a really down year because clearly people are paying the highest interest rates they've paid in 23 years. The last time rates were at this level was literally in 2000. So, it's a big adjustment for folks. And when I talk about this, I mean, just to give you an idea, perspective of what that means in real numbers. If you had purchased a house for $400,000 back in 2021, your monthly payment, at that time the rates were 2.65, and your monthly payment would have been $1,289 a month. Well, that's pretty affordable. I mean, that's like a rent payment for most people, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. No,
and that was a $400,000 house. Well, today, if you buy a $400,000 house and you take a 30-year mortgage at the going rate of 7.49, that house payment jumped from $1,289 to $2,275. I mean, that's almost $1,000.
Yeah.
And I can promise you that that person is not making $1,000 more a month from January of 21 to now, right? And not only that, but gas has gone up, food has gone up, everything else has gone up. So unfortunately, not only do we have fewer people applying for mortgages, we have more people being denied because of their income to payment ratio with the higher interest rates. So it's a tough time to be a buyer, but hang in there because definitely brighter days are on the horizon.
As always, I mean, that's the perspective that a lot of people miss out, that interest rates go up and they go down.
Right. The pendulum will always swing, right?
It will.
Yeah. But the thing is that right now, while they're up, there are things we can do. You know, like, for instance, if you can afford to do a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage, your interest rate is almost 1% less. Or we have these, 2-1 buy-downs where we're buying the interest rate down for the next couple of years, waiting for it to, for the rates to drop. So, I mean, there are creative ways to go about it. People are most definitely still buying houses. My numbers for September were actually up. Now I'm talking about mine, not the whole of real estate.
Right.
But mine were up 83% September of 23 over September of 22.
Really?
So, yeah. So what I'm finding is that now that there are some challenges in the market, people are really doing their homework and saying, I want to work with somebody that really knows what they're doing, somebody that has a lot of experience and expertise, somebody that I can look up and find, many, many 5-star reviews on, or I can talk to my colleagues and they've worked with these people and they know them. So it puts us in a really good position because when times are, stressful in the real estate market, one thing that buyers and sellers both want to do is make sure that they are aligning themselves with somebody with a lot of experience and expertise. So we're fortunate.
Makes absolutely perfect sense when you put it that way as well. Did you talk at all in your conference about people using the adjustable rate mortgages? Is that not taking off?
Some banks are not offering them right now, but one thing that always gets me, I forget about this until I go to conference. In Canada, there is no such thing as a fixed rate mortgage. Everything is adjustable.
Wow.
Now think about this. Prices are sky high there. So people who bought these $1 million condos or multi-million dollar homes when their rate was, 2.3, 2.5, but it's adjustable and it's going to continue to go up. And you know that it has gone up quite a bit. So the agents from Canada are saying we are going to face foreclosures because people are not going to be able to continue to afford these properties as these rates keep hiking up.
Because they didn't lock in it. Wow.
They can't. They don't have the option. They don't have the option to have a fixed conventional mortgage. Is that the craziest thing ever?
For economic policy.
Oh, my gosh. It would make me so stressed as an agent to not be able to lock people in. I mean, great. ARMs are fabulous in some cases. And my own kids used one because the rates had started to go up a little bit, you know? So it's like, okay, we got to do what we got to do. But this is the thing. You eventually want to get to where, okay, right, this is where I feel good. We're going to lock in. It's a temporary thing. Or if, you know, I've used it many, many times when someone's coming into Rochester to do a 4-year residency or a 4-year fellowship and they know they're going to leave. I'm like, well, fine. We're going to take a 5-year adjustable rate because you're going to get a lower rate and you're going to sell your house by then anyway. So.
Right.
You know, there are times that it's a great product, and this is where that experience and expertise definitely comes into play. So we are able to put a lot of buyers into homes. I'll tell you the positive. You know, we've talked about the negative, so now let me tell you the positive. You can go out looking at houses right now, and you don't have to make a decision that day or even that weekend if you don't want to. You can think about it. You can process it. You can look at 5 or 6 more homes, and the one that you liked initially likely is still there. So they're sitting around a little longer, which is awesome for the buyers because not only can you make sure you're buying the right house and not jumping into the wrong one really quick before you lose it, right? You can have it inspected. You can make sure everything's in great shape. You can ask the seller to contribute to things that need to be fixed. And you can even ask for help in like the 2-1 buy down or seller's paid closing costs. Because if you have to bring more money to the table and the seller's in a position to help you with some of that, I mean, we can get creative. So people are most definitely still buying houses. It's just not as, doesn't look exactly the same as it did a few years ago.
Well, I don't think it's ever going to look that way ever again.
No, it isn't.
And I don't know anybody can withstand the stress of that again either.
No. It was some crazy times. And I don't even, like, it was, every single person was refinancing. Those appraisers, I don't think they slept. I think they worked like 24/7. It was nutsy. Nutsy. Right. But anyway.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Come back and chat some more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. On News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. We're with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's Saturday, of course. We're talking about real estate here in southeastern Minnesota, the Rochester area. And you mentioned that your numbers were up from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And our local marketplace real estate, I see homes up for sale and sold, to me at least, still at a fairly decent pace. So who's moving? Who's moving in and who's moving out?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that are always going to keep people moving. And I'm going to tell you, I think I have talked a little bit about this before, but it's unbelievable how many people move to be close to their grandkids.
Yeah.
So like retired grandparents will come across country, man, because this is where their kids have settled in. Maybe they've taken a position at Mayo Clinic or whatever, and now they want to live where their grandkids live. And I guess I can understand that.
Yeah,
you know, it'd be tough to live far away from grandkids.
If you have the ability to do it, yeah. I think that's something that's relatively new in our society, that having the financial resources to be able to pick up your stakes and move at that time in your life.
And it's because of the equity that people have built in their real estate over the years. You know, whether it's just the home that they lived in and raised their family in, or if they've bought into, you know, rentals or a lot of Airbnbs. A lot of people own real estate, okay? I think people feel like, even now, I mean, home prices are still on the rise, right? I mean, they just keep going up because of the slow, the few that are available, the low demand,
yeah.
the low supply, the low inventory. Thank you. It's early this morning. Having a hard time spitting it out. But anyway, yeah, so the prices continue to go up. So it continues to be a good investment because when you buy real estate, chances are, I mean, very good chances are, unless you have completely neglected it, that when it comes time to sell, it has increased in value. So it's a great way for people to build wealth, and a lot of people have done it. So back to these grandparents on the move, a lot of them are still from the era where they stayed in a house for 30 years. You know, they actually paid it off, and now they're selling it. And maybe the money that they have from that house is enough to come and buy cash to be near the grandparents, or maybe not. Maybe they're going to take a small loan, but they're going to have a lot of money down. And so that's why higher interest rates are not as scary to that contingent. Okay. Another thing we're still seeing is, people take new jobs. If you're coming to work at Mayo Clinic and you're moving here from across country, guess what? You have two options. You're either going to rent or you're going to buy. And these folks are educated people who have the ability to purchase a house, and they're going to. Now, I'm not saying they might not rent temporarily. They might rent for the first 6 months or the first year to try to figure out where exactly they want to live in Rochester. Do they want to buy something existing? Do they want to build new? But if they are renting, it's definitely a temporary situation. So we've always got all the new hires coming, which keeps our market pretty fluid. So we're very lucky about that because, as we all saw firsthand, even the pandemic couldn't shut Mayo. I mean, I shouldn't say couldn't shut them down. It was very temporary, but it didn't stop Mayo Clinic from being an absolute medical powerhouse, right?
Oh, yeah, and they're adding people at a rate that is still quite brisk, to say the least. And when you mentioned rental, I thought of this, that we were talking about the impact of the interest rates has taken that mortgage on that $400,000 home and put it up to about $2,200 a month.
Right.
You're not renting that place for $2,200 a month, I'll tell you that much. So
right.
If you're coming to town to rent and you're paying $2,400 a month to rent, you're renting a much more modest home.
Correct.
Than what you could, even with the higher interest rates, than what you could buy.
And that's why I'm saying the people who are renting aren't doing it necessarily for a financial gain as much as they are for, convenience, like, okay, before I decide, I don't know which school I might want my kids in. I don't know enough about Rochester to know where I want to live. Some people just don't want to make a big decision. Or it could be that they haven't sold their house back in Seattle or over in California, and they want to wait until that deal is closed so they know exactly where they're sitting financially.
Yeah,
so,
that's a great point.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we see it all.
Well, I talked to quite a few travelers over the past week from a safe distance with my illness here, but each and every one who came in, I don't care which part of the country they came in from, and they were from other countries as well, they were here, some of them, a week or two before the wedding.
Yeah.
And they were all amazed at what you could buy for homes here, the affordability here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another thing I find at the Elite Retreat. People are like, "Yo, let's pull up some of our listings. Let's see what you can get in your market for $500,000."
Right.
And the discrepancy is crazy. Absolutely crazy. So everybody who lives here and feels like our market has gotten so expensive, I mean, sure, our prices have gone up, but we still live in a very affordable part of the country because on the East Coast and West Coast, prices are double or triple of what they are here for what you can get for the money.
Yeah, and in fact, there's one group they have the ability to work anywhere they want because they do that kind of work remote. They're thinking about moving here.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Just because of what the dollar can buy here.
And you did, of course, give them my name and number, right?
Of course, of course.
Okay, good. Just checking. Making sure you're on your game, Andy.
No, there was somebody else chiming in on that as well, giving out the person who was getting married was also doing that.
Nice.
Passing nice. That along.
Nice. Very good. Well, this is the deal. It is still an American dream to own a home. And, you know, it's the tough part right now. I mean, it's like anything else we do in life, we go through, you know, the downhill parts and then the uphill climbs. And we're in a little bit of an uphill climb right now in the real estate market. But as long as you are prepared for it and you're educated about it and you have somebody that can guide you through it, it's still a very doable thing. And like I said, there's many pluses to buying a house now because there is more room to negotiate. You're not necessarily fighting with other people. There's still houses and multiple offers, so don't think it doesn't happen. But
you know another positive I was thinking on this?
What?
Okay, if you're qualified to buy a loan at this interest rate, which many people are,
right,
and you can find that home that really meets your needs and you can afford it, it's within your budget, odds are pretty good in your favor that a year or two down the road, you're going to be able to refinance that thing at a lower interest rate.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, you're going to have this nice little cushion in your budget.
Yeah, exactly. And the chunk of equity, because that house has also gone up in value in those last couple of years because they continue to go up. So if you're still out there, if you're listening right now and you're still out there waiting for the prices to drop, trust me when I tell you that isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Prices are not going to drop.
All right,
you got to take a break.
We do.
All right.
Unless you want to finish your sentence.
No, it's all right. It's okay. It's okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
We'll take a break. Back in a moment. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results with us. It's Saturday and we haven't talked for a while, so you must... about this, particularly the stats. So you must have some new numbers as far as the housing market is concerned here.
I have a report that was updated on Monday the 9th. So it's pretty recent. It's not brand new. But according to those stats, we had 149 sales pending in the market overall, leaving 291 listings for sale. That results in a pending ratio of 33.9%. So, you know, we've talked about this before, that when that high ratio means the listings are in demand, quickly going to contract, a low ratio means there's not enough qualified buyers. It doesn't necessarily mean qualified, they're just not enough interested buyers, right? So that's why we're seeing the listings sitting around a little longer. I know I don't have a ton of time, so I'll just hit on some of the highlights. Days on market, sold properties for the last 6 months, a median sold price of $315,000 with 9 days on the market. Properties in the 1.3 to 1.4 million range have sold quickest over the last 6 months.
Weird.
Well, a lot of that is because those people have a lot of money. So the interest rates don't really faze them.
Oh, the cash
purchaser, yeah. Either cash or what's another couple in percent of interest, doesn't matter. So, yeah. Since the recent days on market is greater than the median days on market for the last 6 months, it's a negative indicator for demand. Okay? Always important to realize that the real estate markets can fluctuate due to many factors, including the shifting interest rates. And boy, that has been our primary factor.
Yeah.
So the absorption rate right now indicates that we've got an inventory of 1.7 months based on the last 6 months of sales. So it's not like we're sitting here with a ton of houses. After 1.7 months, if we didn't get any new ones, we would have nothing left to sell. Okay? So... things are not the same as they were in the last couple of years, that does not necessarily mean it's all gloom and doom. Things are different. Change is hard to accept, but the better you understand it, the easier it is to deal with it. So honestly, if you have any questions about when you should put your house on the market, when you should jump into the market, if you want to talk to me about your personal situation and where you're at, I would guide you to the best of my ability, and there's absolutely no obligation for that. I'm happy to take any phone calls or meet with you, come take a look at your house. I mean, that's what I do. That's what I'm here for, and I love this radio show as a tool for that, because I've gotten lots and lots of phone calls and been able to help a lot of listeners. So please don't ever hesitate to call me if I can guide you in your real estate journey.
You mentioned too, not just selling the house or buying a house, that even if I'm looking at making a major renovation or addition, you might be able to give me some
or you want to keep it and put it on the market for rent. What can I get for rent for this house? Or, Robin, I'm moving to Atlanta. Who do you know in Atlanta? I mean, there's a lot of things I can help you with. Or do you have a painter you would recommend or a plumber you would recommend? So I have a lot of little feathers in my cap, I promise, and I'm willing to share. So if there's anything that you have, any questions regarding real estate in any aspect, please, please do not hesitate to call me.
Okay, what's the phone number?
507-259-4926.
Well, fantastic, Robin. You have a great weekend, the rest of it. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.